Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Anything Goes. I am your host, Bennett Pomerantz. For one, thank God it's tax season is over. A nod to my brother, who is a tax accountant and who basically deserves every credit known to me. He's been working night and day all through tax season, so a nod to him. Thank you, Mark, for everything. Another nod, basically, I want to make sure everybody knows, next week, Dina Remmel will be, not co-hosting, will be guest, and we'll be talking about her new books and everything else. Tonight, though, I have a guest. I read about this lady, and she blew me away. And that's the best way to say it. She really... She's an author. She, you know, I got to meet her at a convention one day. I've been too busy, but I want to meet her at a convention, and it'll be lovely. So I want to introduce you to Deborah Parmalee. Did I say it right?
Yes, you did. Thank you, Bennett.
Oh, thank God. I pronounced correctly. Okay. I have read about this woman. I read a lot about her, and she's very much impressed me. And how are you this evening, Deborah?
I'm doing great, thank you.
I was on her website and looking at she just, oh, even her YouTube channel impresses me. I mean, I can't touch this. It is so, she's so good. So tell me, you're one of the few authors that have their own YouTube channel. How does it feel to have your own YouTube channel?
Oh, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. I get to do things that I can't do on other social media. For instance, when we go to a book event, I could do a giveaway on there, and we can show the books, and I also do first chapter reads. I read the first chapter of a lot of my books. I don't have them all up there yet because it takes time, but I'm working at it. And there's just so many different things like that that I can do that I really can't do on, you know, Twitter or Facebook, or there's other things. And YouTube is out there all the time. Whereas if you put it up on Facebook, it gets lost in the news feed.
I understand. I will say this, though. I expect you to say nice things about this show so you can come back.
Well, I would love to come back. And I have listened to your show.
I have a warm November for you already.
All right.
But we,
I would love that.
We won't get yet, but I have a spot warmed in November for you.
All right. That sounds good.
Let me ask you a question. Tell these authors and writers and other people about you.
All right. I am a multi-genre author, and there are a couple reasons for that. One is that I used to write for 5 different publishing houses. So I wrote different things for different houses. I write romance, and I have historicals and contemporaries. I started out writing damsel in distress stories, Western historical romance. And I started out with a book in the American Title Contest, which was similar to American Idol, but for authors. Every month, two of us were voted off the island every month, and this was online, and the contest was put on by Dorchester Publishing and Romantic Times Book Lovers Magazine. So we were promoted internationally before we ever had a book deal, and that's how I was initially published traditionally through the American Title. I made it up to the second round before they kicked me off the island. And then I landed an agent, and a year later, he sold my first book to Samhain. So that's how I got my start. But then today, I'm a hybrid author. I went on to write for 5 publishers. I eventually got rights back from all of those books and opened my own small indie press, Belodia Publishing. And Belodia is Portuguese for beautiful day.
And it is a beautiful day talking to you. I love your YouTube channel. I think, tell
Thank
them about
you.
Your YouTube channel.
Yes. Well,
see, I like to lead in. No.
Partly my YouTube channel is also to promote the beautiful day. It's called Deborah's Beautiful Day Channel. And if you hang around with me long enough, you will eventually hear me say, every day we are alive is a beautiful day. And I firmly believe that, and I live that. So that's a part of everything I do.
That's an overwhelming message you send out in your work and even in, you know, your book company. I mean, everything is that way, and it works so well. I mean, you've impressed me more than you'll know.
Thank you.
Let me ask you a couple of silly questions. I'm not that silly.
Okay.
Trust me.
All right.
A writer that's just starting out, not me. I've been around for 35 years, so I'm not starting out. But a writer that starts starting out, what advice would you give him or her? Sorry, it sounds sexist. I'm sorry. Him or her.
All right. Well, a couple things. First of all, you must write. You must write. You should write every day. And a lot of things come into the writing life, but they're not writing. If you're not writing, then you're not writing. I do a lot of mentoring, and I've done some teaching, and I come back to that message every time. They'll say, oh, I need to do this, I need to do that. Okay, that's great, but if you're not writing, you're not writing. You just can't get that simple truth. So it's important to write every day, and if all you did was set an egg timer for 5 minutes and wrote for 5 minutes, you'd be further along than if you had not done that. So that would be my first piece of advice. And the second would be read, and read widely, because that will enhance what you write.
Okay. Anything special a person, a writer should read?
I read a little bit of everything. I read within my genre, outside of my genre. I was an English lit major, so I got used to reading many different things, and I have many interests. So
I love you because you're an English lit. Yeah, if I can say it three times, but good. An English lit major because I love
yes.
English.
So
I used to go to libraries and carry, this is hardcover, the days I did it, you know, hardcovers of everything, and people would go, what the heck is that? And I'm reading it, you know. And
that's
I'm telling
good.
Them the reading, and they're getting impressed with me going, you're reading that, yeah? Mm-hmm.
When I was in college, I had a work-study job at the library, the college library, so I was there a lot, and I discovered more books just walking up and down the aisles there, more so than the card catalog. Back in those days, it was the card catalog. And you could
yes.
just browse, you know, just find treasures on those shelves as you walk through. It was wonderful.
Well, I started as a media critic. I've written a couple of books myself, but I started as a media critic. And I would find more film history and things like that, and that would lead me to authors like Stuart Kaminsky and others. And I always get impressed with an author's mindset. How do you begin your book or your books?
My book, I started off writing fiction, writing damsel in distress stories. My stories always begin with the heroine. And something has happened to her. And as I write, that story person lets me know what's happened and when then things continue to happen. So So I sort of jump into her story. There's less of a problem with backstory because the thing that has happened has either just happened or it's happening right now. And then the other story characters, they make themselves known and I go from there. But I do have to say that though I write that way, when writing for 5 publishers, I had to plan ahead. So there was some plotting involved. But I only do that after I can really see and hear my heroine from the beginning.
Are you a plotter or a planner or both?
I'm a little bit of both. I have to be motivated by my story person first. I'm very character driven. I do plot some, but if it doesn't fit that character, it's going to get rewritten no matter what I plan out ahead of time because it's got to be organic to that character.
What advice would you, other than reading and writing, for a writer to start, not really writing, excuse my stumbling here. Writers come up to me, and I'm a critic, but I'm also a writer. And writers will come up to me and say, well, what do I do next? So I'm going to ask you that. What do you do next? You've read, you've studied, you sit down, you got the pen in hand, you got the laptop in hand. I tell them anything. If you're writing in a notebook, write in a notebook. If you're writing in a laptop, write in a laptop. What do you suggest? Where should they go?
Well, there are a couple of different schools of thought on that. I used to think that you needed a routine and you needed to sit in a certain place and do a certain way, and that worked for me for a while. And then I had a golden retriever who lived to be 14, and when she passed, I went through a six-month period of no writing. So what I did, I took a legal pad, and I went outside and I sat on a picnic table, just sat on the top of the picnic table with this legal pad, and I started writing. And I started writing about my dog. And I wrote my way through that. When I finished writing through that, I could then write my fiction. I think sometimes if you are stuck, you need to write your way through whatever it is you're dealing with, whether it be illness or death or any other major thing. Once you write that out, you can get back to what you were wanting to work on. I also feel that it's important to write every day. Now, that's not to say that you're always writing on the same project every day, but write something every day. Because if you don't, it's like exercising a muscle. You'll get stiff. It'll be harder. It won't flow as well. If you do nothing more than journal every day, that's a healthy practice to begin with, but it will keep you writing. It's really important for writers to write. I believe that writers are not happy if they're not writing something.
Oh, God, I love you.
I love you, too.
No, but it's like, God, she's preaching to the choir what I've been preaching forever. It's like, yeah, God, I love you. That was a compliment. Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Do you want to tell them your body of work, what you have out, or what you have upcoming?
I sure would. There's a lot.
Well, go ahead.
Okay, all right. So I have actually backed up a little bit with the book I'm working on now. My first book, A Desperate Journey, that was in that contest, is a Western historical romance. I also wrote Dangerous Ties, which is a Western historical romance. They were with 2 different publishers. When I got rights back, it's now enabling me to write a third book, which will tie together the daughter of the first couple and the son of the second couple in a love story. So I'll have a 3-box set coming out, and that's coming out April the 30th. So I'm working on finishing that one.
I got to find either copy or get a copy from you. It sounds like something I'd want to review for Amazon.
That would be wonderful. Let's see. Also in the historical, I have, this was a little bit different. I was invited to write in a 50-book set, American Mail Order Brides. And I did Bride of Ohio, Isabella Bride of Ohio. Because I was born and raised in Ohio, I was invited and I said, I'll do it if I can do the Ohio book. And they said yes, and so I wrote that one. And that one, Isabella is named after my grandmother Isabella, who was from Sweden. And I set the book 15 minutes from where my parents' house is, still in Ohio. My 81-year-old mother still lives there. So that one's a little bit different than my others. And those are my historicals in the Western and 1800s era. Then I have a 1920s series. Each of those books is about a different flapper. And so each of the characters, each book is different. Book one, Trapping the Butterfly, Bethany is 17 turning 18. So she's a sweeter character. She's more like Sandy in Grease. And book two, Dancing Butterfly, Suki is a dancer, so she's more like Rizzo in Grease. And book three, which will come out later this year, is Exotic Butterfly, and that one will be set down in Florida. So each of those is a little bit different, but the flappers, they interact, so the books are connected, but you can read them in any order you wish. That one's a little different. What's nice about being able to publish what I want is that I don't have to wait for a publisher to say, yes, I'll take a 1920s book, which not many of them do. So it's allowed me to do things like that.
Let
and
me
then
ask
in contemporary,
you.
Yes.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
In the contemporary, I'm probably the most known for these, military romantic suspense. I was writing in two Kindle worlds, L. James' Brotherhood Protector series and Susan Stoker's Special Forces Operation Alpha series. And when they got rights back from those and Kindle Worlds closed, they both opened publishing houses. And I'm still publishing books with them today. So I have several in each of those series.
See,
and then, of course,
I
write. it's a lot. It's like 17
now,
books.
Now, let me ask you a question. Is there a genre you haven't tried yet and want to?
That's a good question.
It's a hard one, I know, but I don't. That's
it is
why
a hard one.
I'm not ganging up on my guests. I'm just asking a question that. By the way, it's not my question. I have to. I'm not lying. Joni, thank you for the question.
Thank you, Joni. Well, yes, actually. I probably won't live long enough to write everything I want to write, but I have things that I've started but not finished. I have a fantasy novel that those are very time-consuming, and I haven't finished that one yet. Eventually, that one will be out. I was the first student in the history of Marywood University to win first prize in a writing contest there. Creative nonfiction and fiction, and I was having poetry published also during that time. So I would like to come out with a second poetry anthology at some point. I have stacks of poems here. I had 1 year where I wrote a poem a day. So, I mean, they've stacked up. I've not done anything with them. So I have much more written that's not out yet. It's not that I haven't written it. It's that putting it out there takes time. And I'm not quite big enough. My publishing house isn't quite big enough to do all of that just yet.
Are you ever going to do an anthology with you and other authors? You know, pick a topic and say, write it. And you get to be the editor and enjoy that with your publishing house?
Honestly, I am not the strongest of editors. I am more story-oriented. I would be a good content editor, but not necessarily a good line editor or a copy editor. One thing I have that's a kind of a problem, it's a good and a bad thing, but I read very fast. I can remember back in high school when I was taking typing back in the day, you know, when you took typing instead of keyboarding, and I read too fast for my fingers, and it was a problem. So it's a problem when it comes to editing because I'm fast, and you need a slow, steady reading pace to catch everything as an editor. So probably not, unless I had an editor at my house that would do that part for me.
So what time am I coming over? At least you
one
laughed.
Thing that's,
it didn't
that's,
hit me good.
One thing that's been, at some point I'll be caught up with putting all my work out there. And this, I've only had this open since 2017. So by the time I got all these books back in, they had to have new covers, they had to have new ISBN numbers, they had to be, in some cases, they had to be edited a little bit more. So just putting all these books back out there took up a lot more time than I had planned. And then it put me behind on writing and putting out new books. So I'm still trying to catch up with my readers are waiting for that third book in the 1920 series and a couple other books that they've been promised. And
okay,
I only have so many hours in the day.
5 minutes of the 5 minutes of our time left. I want to make sure we update them. And if you have a schedule of when your next books are coming, so they can come look for them and not bother me and say, I need to know when. Tell me.
Yes. Okay. April the 30th will be Deadly Adversaries. That's that third Western. Mm-hmm. Then I have another book scheduled to come out in Brotherhood Protectors World in June. And another one in Susan Stoker's Special Forces World in May. That will be followed by, those two will be followed by To Catch an Elf. That's my creepy elf story. It's a Christmas story. You see I'm a little behind there. And then Exotic Butterfly will follow that one. Yes, the creepy elf, yes. Well, there's a shelf elf, and it's a gift, and it has a camera in it. And there's a serial killer in this one. So so my readers have been waiting for that one.
The funny thing is, I heard about that one, and somebody said, it's a creepy elf story, and you're involved. I'm like, excuse you? I'm not that short. I'm 5'11", so I'm not that creepy an elf.
You're not creepy at all. No. But the serial killer part, that's
like
been...
I'm Esther from the Addams Family, so yeah, we know that.
I want to make sure I get the serial killer part right, so I've been a little bit slow on that one.
Is it more police procedural?
No, it's romance. It's romantic suspense, so I'm juggling a lot with that one. And I haven't done one with a serial killer before, so it's tricky.
I really cover all genres. Is there a genre you want to try?
Oh, well, I haven't written mystery, but that's very plot-driven. I don't know if I would. It's a possibility. I might one day.
When you do, you know you come back here, and I want to hear all about it.
Okay.
She thinks I'm kidding. I'm not kidding. Okay. Is there anything else left from you? I mean, I'm not trying to empty your storage, but is there any other book coming that people should know about? Because the more they know, the more they want to buy them. And I love when they buy them.
Right.
And then they say,
right.
And then they come to you and they love you dearly.
Let's see, Exotic Butterfly, that'll be out. That'll be after The Creepy Elf. And then after that one, I have, it doesn't have a title yet, so that doesn't help much. But I'll be doing another connected to the books in L. James series, I'll be doing another book from my publishing house, and this time there's a Three Seas Ranch in this. I've got a world within a world, sort of. Three Seas Ranch is where women go to learn self-defense and other skills if they've come from domestic abuse situations or if they've been attacked in any way. And I'm branching that off to have three centers set in three different states. And so the one that's in Montana is the one in Elle's world, and the one that will be writing in for my publishing house will be set in Florida. So I haven't titled that one yet, but there is one coming out that will connect to those.
Okay. I've got to ask this because I've got a question here from David. How do people get a hold of you?
Okay. Well, I have a lot of social media going out there. I tend to be on Instagram because I have it on my phone. So I share pictures on Instagram. I have Twitter, but Twitter is not the friendliest of places, so I'm not there all that much. I like to stay positive. I'm on Facebook a lot and YouTube. I have a Pinterest page, of course, my website. Honestly, though, I don't keep this stuff on my phone. So if I'm on these things, I'm on my laptop. And so you can find me on the internet. I'm just not as immediate as people might think I would be. I like to be present with people. So if I'm talking to someone, I'm not looking at my phone. A lot of the time, it's not even out of my purse.
Oh, my phone is usually in my bag and stays in my bag. Somebody says, I tried to call you. Yeah, right, sure, okay. I understand.
Right.
So
That's
is there
it.
Any other message you would like to leave our audience tonight?
I would like to remind everyone that everyone to remember every day we are alive is a beautiful day. And I'd like to wish everyone a beautiful day. And thank you, Bennett, for inviting me onto your show.
That is my pleasure. You're coming back in October. We'll work it out. I promise. We'll work it out. I want you in October.
That sounds good.
Let me do a couple little business here. There is no legal show this Thursday. Sarah and myself are off for Passover. If you're celebrating Passover, enjoy the holiday, enjoy the Seder. If you're celebrating Easter, which is coming up this weekend, I think, enjoy Easter. Please be safe, be healthy, be happy, and watch out, okay? Next week, Dina Remmel will be my guest. She will be in the hot seat, and Dean and I are old friends, and she's got a new book, and she's got other projects, and it will be wonderful. I will say this. Thank you, Deborah, very much for coming. It's been my pleasure. Thank you all for listening. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Thank you, and happy Passover and happy Easter.
I celebrate. I double dip.
Yes.
Yeah, you got to. I want to say one thing. Next week is Dina Remmel. If you have a guest that would like to be on the show, I have spots in September and October available. I would love them to come. If you know the author, if you are the author, message me on Facebook. I will answer you. I promise. Have a good night. Fly right. Be well. Good night.
Good night.